You are listening to WBC FM College Park. My name is Ash, and this is Rage Room, the show we do one thing only, and that is Rage. And the sound in the headphones is coming in really, really loud right now. Something must have changed in the week that I haven't been in the station. I lied last week. I thought that would be the last show of the semester, but no, we're back. I've decided that, you know what? I've been feeling kind of crazy lately. I've been feeling a little bit crazy. So we're just going to go crazy. We're going to blast some crazy stuff. Before I get into that, though, and I have a lot to say this episode, I've got to play you a PSA, legally. So we're going to do, you know what, I think we're going to do Farmer's Market, as usual. Although I don't think the Farmer's Market is happening anymore, though it is Wednesday. And then we'll get right into the show. Everybody say yay! Yay!
The University of Maryland Farmer's Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
Hey, this is Anthony from Circa Survive, and you're listening to WMUC, and you're going to die in 7 days.
Yeah, I brought back the Anthony Green drop. It's in the non-legals folder, which just means that he doesn't properly say the station ID because you have to say WMUC FM College Park. But I am allowed to play it on air because it doesn't have cussing or anything like that. Speaking of cussing, the first track on this playlist is by a band that I love so much. This is Lorraine. They are brand new out of California somewhere. I don't know. And this song has a bad word in it. Oh no. So I'm going to have to be quick with that mute button if I want to not get in trouble with the law. We've just got some absolute bangers today. I was doing a little bit of thinking, and this is going to be more of a hardcore episode than like a hardcore grindy electronic episode. I love that stuff. Obviously, that's kind of what the show was originally formulated around, and there's still a little bit of it. I've gotten I'm Letting Unseen Forces Take the Wheel song in here, but this is music with instruments, not computer slop for TikTok pilled new gens. That's right, I'm taking swings at everybody today. All that being said, fresh off Horseshoe Drive by Lorraine.
We'll be right back. one word cavalry. Put this raw defeat in your decision on Ellen Hathaway. Now Big Bundy, thou art prove to me that the air you breathe wasn't better served by the leaves of a tree. You're part of greater desperate receiver. Minibus wet, a dandy tray. Minibus pizza. With the marrow of his bones. Jumping in.
That was Stay at Home Mom by Dangerous. I was just revisiting that record the other day and I remembered how good it is. Up next, there's going to be a, kind of a lot of songs on this that I've played on previous episodes of the show. I sort of wanted to do a little bit of a greatest hits thing. I don't really know if it comes off that way, but this is just a personal favorite. This is Doesn't Feel Pain Like He Should by K.E.N. Mode.
Yeah.
That was Big Carp by I'm Letting Unseen Forces Take the Wheel. I told you I was going to play them. And before that, I Eat the Bug by Phyla Medusa, which I really, really should have played last week for the All Locals show, because in spite of being based in New York, Phyla Medusa is from Annapolis, which is, like, so funny to me. I'm pretty sure that release actually has the song Species of Maryland on it. Does it? No, what's Species of Maryland on? It doesn't matter. Love Phyla Medusa. Big Frog, I can't remember his real name. That's my dream interview. That's the person that I want to track down so badly, because I think he's done maybe one interview ever and is one of the most prolific musicians, I don't know, probably of all time. If you tried to go back through the entire Phyla Medusa discography and listen to all of his music, by the time you were done, he would have doubled it. He releases so much music. If it's something out on a weekday, I'll tap in and listen. But the fact of the matter is that noise music, because he makes a lot of noise, is so easy to make and can be produced in such volume that a lot of the time it's just not very good. He has some of my favorite records ever. Like, I think the Fijian series, like Fijian Daydream and Fijian Nightmare especially, are just absolutely fantastic. But yeah, not a lot of quality control going on over there. I have this whole theory. Sorry, now you're going off on a full tangent. I have this whole theory that he must have a trust fund or something, because there is no possible way that he lives in New York City, New York, and is able to live just off of, like, DistroKid payouts. Like, there's no way he can make money off of the dividends from his music. Something has to be financing that. Because there's no way he has a job. There's no way that you can produce this volume of content and work a full-time job. It's just not possible. So something has to be going on there. Anyway, up next, another song I've played previously on this show, and also not very long ago. This is Wheels by the wonderful Belgians Lintworm.
Yeah!
You just heard I Deserve This by Hong Kong FU. I'm not allowed to say their real name on air. And before that, Get Dead Quick Scheme by Homewrecker with a period. Homewrecker. End of sentence. Homewrecker. Full stop. Up next, hold on. I Would Kill Anyone for You by Missouri Executive Order 44.
Show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
I just spoiled the best part of this playlist. You just heard Grief Stricken by Triac, one of my favorite bands. Full stop. I absolutely love Triac. Their drummer, Jake Kreger, is just unbelievable. And he's in a couple other bands. He just started a new band called Malform that I was supposed to go see at Hades and then I didn't. Oops, sorry. Up next. Oh, and I should mention this so that House gets a little shout out. I wrote an article where I briefly interviewed him for House Magazine. I believe it was volume 3, because that must have been in April. Wow, that was a long time ago. And I also talked to Gray from Skellar and Kevin from Pileout, and I was supposed to talk to somebody from A-Hole Parade. I can say that on air. I can say A-Hole on air, right? a-hole parade, because it was their 30th anniversary show. That was at Rhizome. That was absolutely wonderful. If you want a copy of that, I don't know if they're still in print, but you may be able to pick one up if you DM House on Instagram or go to their website. I believe they've now put out another volume that might not be producing that older copy anymore. Up next, I can't say this song title on air either, but it's 10 B Word by our good friends from Woodbridge, Virginia, Colo.
Welcome back to Me Screaming.
Shut down is the bear of the word. Not going to the death on you. Shut down is the bear of the word. Come in, come in.
Death Leopard.
Yeah.
You just heard Dialectic by Crosswords and Pen off of debut record, also called Dialectic. If you would like to read my review of this album, you can head over to my website, cr4shdummy.neocities.org, or find it printed in one of my zines. You can go pick up a copy of the Crash Test 3, which has this review alongside plenty of other articles. Just DM me on Instagram, reach out, I can hook you up with a copy. Up next, another band that I just saw photographed and might end up in another zine of mine, the incredible Life with Cold Channel. That was Galaxy-Wide Mass Execution by Denouement, or as Lynn would say, Denouement. And before that, Hunted Down by Lagoon. And before you were like, hey Ash, didn't you play that last week? Yeah, I did. And so what? You're gonna play it again. I really, really, really like these guys. I just caught them. I probably talked about this last week. Just saw them at Stamp. With Anesthesiac, and this really, unexpectedly, really amazingly good post-punk band called Heart Swings. I wrote an article about that for the Diamondback, but it's really bad. I did not like that. Like, the editors there did what they could to try and make it readable, but it was just awful. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. A couple people read it, perhaps. Up next, AYIFMC, which... of course, stands for... I don't know. Wait, hold on. Am I this stupid? Death Meta. I was just listening to... AYWIFC. Isn't it... All you want is four more cheesesteaks! All you want is four more cheesesteaks! Oh my god, I'm sorry for all the dead air. I need to up my game. But yeah, we're gonna get on that. A couple more tracks, and then we're gonna be out of here. Thank you, everybody, for such a fantastic semester. I've got a long list of thank yous that I'll rattle off at the end of the show, but I've just been having an absolute wonderful time. I'm going to miss this place. Obviously, I'll be staying just up at the street, so I'm not really going anywhere, but for everybody who's going back home, wherever that is, for this long break, I wish you all the best. That was The Pillar by Pillar of Wasps and River Elliot. Up next, I had to do it. I'm so sorry, y'all, but I had to do it. I am absolutely breaking all of my promises to Luna. Thank God they're not listening to this, because they're going to get so mad at me for absolutely spilling the details about this band that they swore that I needed to cover up. They said, if a band's too good, no one else is allowed to hear it. Obviously, that's how music works. But I can't allow for this. When I was putting this playlist together, I realized just how much, like, metalcore and kind of throwbacky metalcore was in here. And you know, I'm sitting around at home wearing my Suicide Silence tank top, and why not just go all out? This is this is gonna get me in trouble with the authorities, with certain authorities. This is These Bleeding Black Heart Embers ... Important by Carol.
Yeah.
All right, that. All right, y'all, and with that, we've come to the end of the show. We're going to take this last couple minutes to let me blather on about a couple important things, because I've just had an absolutely wonderful semester, and I've been so lucky to share it with everybody. This show has been going since spring of my freshman year, so we're now, spring freshman, fall sophomore, spring sophomore, fall freshman. We're on our fourth semester. We're technically on our second year. Next semester will be the start of year three, as it were, for Rage Room, and I think we're just going to keep getting bigger and better, you know? Last week was, I think, my highest listenership of all time, something on the order of 30-ish, which, for a station like this, is kind of a lot. Right now, we seem to be hanging at about half that, 14? Yeah, that's fine. I'm not mad about that. Y'all, it's finals week, everybody's busy. But I just wanted to say thank you to a couple people before I go. This isn't in any particular order, but of course, first, thank you to someone who's first in all things, my number one. He's not listening to this because he's getting blood work done, but thank you to Andrew Jarvis Collier. My Jarvometer is increasing. Someone who is so incredibly important to me. And oh, wait, he's texting me right now. It's not about anything that I can say on the show. thank you to Metalheads of Maryland, some of the most fantastic people I've met. Who have just made this semester an absolute joy. He wasn't saying anything gross. He was texting me about a band that he listens to. He was texting me about Vinny Caruana, vocalist of The Movie Life. That's what he was texting me about. He wasn't saying anything gross. Anyway, back to Metalheads of Maryland. Thank you to Metalheads of Maryland for making this semester so incredible. A special thank you to Noah, Tony, Suchi, Jack, Greg, Kevin, and everybody else who I've been able to hang out with, share some awesome music with, and have a great time. I had a wonderful time seeing you all at Shellfest, and thank you for picking up zines. Also, thank you to Turt Poets, my other family on campus. You guys have been so fantastic, and you just make every single year special. I'm really excited to come back and see you all next semester. A couple other random thank yous to my professors. I had some pretty great classes this semester, and I think I learned a lot. And just one big thank you to WMUC for making this all possible. I absolutely love running this show. I'm hoping to do it for as long as I can. You know, maybe I want to be one of those people that's an alum and graduated and still has a show. I honestly thought about